Welcome to the 359. I'm Roger Chang.
I'm Alfred Ng.
And with us is special guest Shar Tipkin. Apple's event was last week, but we're still talking about the new iPhones and Apple Watch. Shar, you were at the event. So
I was.
Please give us some of your impressions. What did you think when you actually got a chance to play with these phones, these devices?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty interesting. I think what they really did was kind of give more options in terms of, you know, we have the bigger screen again. Yep. They finally redesigned their cheaper iPhone,
unquote,
which is now,
phone.
Yeah, you know, above $700. The XS itself is, God, those
I
names.
Know, we've been mixing that up all week.
Yeah, terrible. The XS itself is, you know, if you have the 10, it's going to be basically the same phone.
Right.
For all intents and purposes. But, it's kind of those other two that are really interesting.
Yeah, the 10R, you wrote about this ahead of time, that it was sort of the most intriguing of the lineup. I mean, what do you think of that phone in particular when you held it? Did it feel cheap?
It didn't feel cheap. I mean, it definitely was colorful. I don't know if people remember the 5C. So when that one came out, it felt cheap because it was plastic. So, it literally was cheap materials, but it was colorful. This one didn't feel cheap in your hand. You know, it's still premium materials. It's aluminum. It's not stainless steel, so it's just not as sleek as the other two.
Right.
But it still is, you know, a really good phone for what it is.
Did you see, like, the difference between, you know, the OLED versus LCD?
What I noticed was the bezels. So with LCD, you can't curve it over the sides like you can OLED.
Oh, yeah.
The iPhone X, it's just like you almost don't even notice that there's any edges around the display at all. It's just kind of like all screen. I noted that was more noticeable, I thought, on the XR. But, you know, just kind of the edges. But I wasn't doing, like, watching videos or anything, like, side by side to be able to compare. And I think for most people, you probably won't notice.
Okay.
Just, you know, in what you're doing on a normal basis, you're, you know, looking at Instagram and, you know, checking your Facebook and sending emails and Google Maps and whatever it is you're doing. I don't think it's going to be, you know, a huge, huge difference.
Right. And so you also wrote about how smartwatches are finally where we wanted them to be 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And then, so that's perfect segue to the Apple Watch. What'd you think of the new Series 4?
Yeah. I honestly want my watches to be smaller instead of bigger, which, you know, so that was one thing because these are definitely a little bit bigger, but, you know, it does look a little sleeker because it's kind of, it's curved
a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they're using kind of some of the design techniques they were using in the phone, starting with the iPhone X last year. They've kind of taken those a little bit to the watch. And then the health stuff is really interesting, you know, not just for I feel like a lot of us aren't going to be using like the EKG monitors. Mm-hmm. We're not going to be necessarily like caring about fall detection all the time.
Right.
But it's kind of nice just like knowing that stuff is there if you need it. And for people who have disabilities, the elderly, some of these other areas, people with epilepsy who do fall a lot, like these could really be very significant devices for them.
Okay. And we wanted to talk about the latest in the Road Trip series. Alfred, you went to supposedly an underground bunker. Tell me about what that was like.
Well, yeah. So I went to a factory out in Los Angeles. It's from the Atlas Survival Shelters. They're like one of the top sellers of nuclear bunkers in the world. But they also sell it for, you know, things like wildfires or tornadoes and things like that. That's actually their bigger concern right now because they're based in California. A lot of the shelters that they're selling are for wildfires. And, you know, that being said, a lot of their customers are also very rich. like a lot of them are going into like Napa Valley, which is near Silicon Valley with all these like tech billionaires there.
Right.
One that I saw was being built was supposed to double as a wine cellar. So in case of emergency, you know, you can also get very wasted the world is ending.
That's what
you.
I would do.
Yeah, but like wine, you know, like people have like some of this wine is worth a lot of money.
That's true.
Yeah, so like no room for the kids, just put all the wine in there.
So how much are some of these shelters?
So they start at about $18,000 for like the cheapest one, which is the one that I was in.
Okay.
And then they can go up to
cheap for like Bay Area real estate. Sorry.
Can go up to like $8.3 million, and that's if you want like some crazy thing with like there were two that were built in Napa Valley that had like horse stables in them, which I'm like, why would you have your horse underground with you? That doesn't make any
sense.
Because
like the wildfires.
Just think of the smell though.
Hey, you gotta protect the horse.
Yeah.
All right. So for more on these stories in the Road Trip series, check us out on CNET. I'm Roger Chang.
I'm Alfred Ng.
I'm Shara Tipkin.
Thanks for listening.